Don't do it. Don't hit the button. I know you want to hit the skip button. That's what podcasts are great for, because you can see the ad coming and you're like, I'm going to just skip this. Skip, 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 and get onto the aftercast, which I love that. I'm glad you like what we do. But just for a minute, don't hit it. Take your finger off the button. Don't hit skip. This is way more important than just some ad wanting to sell you something. We've partnered with Food for the Hungry, FH, as the cool kids call them, and they do amazing work with children that are vulnerable all around the world, and they get them the help that they need through people just like you.
Yeah, and just think about this. A little over a dollar a day can help your sponsored child, as well as other children in the community, get food, a better education, clean water, and medical treatment. So you can help end poverty right now by visiting fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show.
And the cool thing about this is, A, it helps the child and the community be better, because if you just have one child that's being helped, the community is still suffering, and it doesn't create a sustainable long-term solution. So that's what I love about how FH works. But then the other great part of this is you get to interact with that child. You can formulate that relationship with them, and you can write them and encourage them, and because they have really hard lives. And so the fact that you get to be a little piece of Jesus to them every day is a gift. So thank you for, if you've made it this far, not hitting skip, and maybe just go ahead and pop on over to fh.org/Wally Show and think about sponsoring one of our FH kids right now, because every minute that we wait is another minute, week, year, month that these kids are waiting for someone to come in and help them as well. So check it out, fh.org/Wally Show. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all those things we did not get to during the course of the show today. I came across this story, and I'm not going to make this all political or anything, but it did make me think, oh, I wonder if. So after several months of work, the statue, the animatronic likeness of President Joe Biden is ready for the Hall of Presidents. Do you guys know what that is?
Oh.
Yeah, it's at Disney. Huh.
Yes, exactly. Oh. And it is the worst attraction when you're a kid and your parents make you go to the Hall of Presidents. You're like, why? And there's like a stuttering kind of Abe Lincoln, like with his arms, like, four score. And you're like, oh, why do I have to do this? I'm like, I want to ride a roller coaster. And then they put it right near the Haunted Mansion. So you're like, there's a fun ride right next to this. Why are we in here? And so his is all ready to go. And he's the 46th president.
Who is it again? Which president?
Joe Biden.
Oh, Biden.
The current one.
Okay, got it. Yep. Yes, I know.
Okay, I don't know.
I just didn't remember.
Okay, that was about a second and a half ago that we talked. Hey, remember that last time I was talking about Joe Biden?
What?
Like 5 seconds ago?
Joe who?
So they had, like, as a parent, though, I can tell you, going to those kind of rides or attractions are great, and you don't even care about the content. It's just air conditioning, and your kids have to be quiet. Like, those, now I have a new found appreciation for those kind of things. But I was curious because, you know, President Trump was so polarizing, and I was curious because Disney is a very, like, liberal company in a lot of ways. And so I was curious, did they have a Donald J. Trump likeness that they did, or did they skip over him just because they didn't want to?
Uh-oh.
No, I know. And I thought, and I knew people would wonder, like I did, if they did. But they did have a Donald Trump figure.
Oh.
And so they had him. He was one
surprising.
Of them. I was too, a little bit, honestly.
I feel like he would, you know, regardless of what the guy stands for and, you know, how you feel about him, I feel like he'd be popular.
Yeah. Well,
people would want to see the animatronic and make fun of it and all that.
I mean, they should have to. Yes. I mean, if you're going to do it for all these current sitting presidents, I don't care if you care about, like, their politics or not. You should have to keep it bipartisan, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, though, I guess I was reading into it a little bit. They said that his statue looked a lot like Hillary Clinton or John Voight.
It's creepy looking.
The Donald Trump
turn around.
One?
I haven't seen it.
Okay, let's
see. Creepy.
Yeah. That's creepy.
Oh, it does look like Hillary Clinton or Jimmy Swaggart. Oh my goodness.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, it looks like Jimmy Swaggart,
doesn't it?
Yeah, oh, I don't like that at all.
That's not a good likeness. Trump tweeted that he loved it, so if he's happy, that's great.
Okay.
There you go. That's going on there. While I was looking at that story, though, I got clickbaited. I hate it. I hate when this happens. So I'm going through that story, and I scroll down, and at the bottom of so many news feeds, there's all these captions. You're like, oh, I want to see that story. And then you open it up, and then you have to do the slideshows. You got to click on every one because they're just trying to get clicks. It drives me nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But this one was the deadliest animal in each state in America.
Oh, that's a great click.
I know,
good
right?
Job.
I did. I spent a little time there. I spent way too much much time there, but I wanted to look at a couple.
Better than finding taking a quiz to find out what bread you are.
Yes, exactly. So,
but I kind of want to know now.
What animal in Alabama do you think is the deadliest?
Alabama.
Yeah.
What do they have?
A possum.
Oh, good question.
A mongoose.
No, neither of those. A dog. Kind of.
Oh.
We're starting
oh,
off.
That makes
starting
sense.
Off basic.
Pit yeah. bulls and paroles.
Yeah. Yes. Alaska.
Oh, moose.
Wow, you guys didn't even hesitate. I don't think I would have come up with moose, but you're right.
They always say it's more dangerous than you would expect, and plus yeah. they're like massive animals, yeah. so you're not winning.
Yeah, and they also cause car accidents and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Like you hit a moose or your snowmobile hits a moose, that's yeah. a bad day. Arkansas, that, Betty, that's where you were born.
Razorbacks.
Oh, hogs, yeah. No.
Either snakes or mm-hmm. possums.
No, possums, you must fear possums. You mentioned them twice.
They got rabies.
Okay, let me just tell you
don't
thing about Betty.
Don't ask me how I know.
Betty will be on this. Yeah, you had the shots in your belly. Betty will be on the possum thing, and I could go through all 50 states, and or 52 states, sorry. I could go through all 52 states.
Wait. No.
I'm waiting for Betty to agree with me.
I'm just going to smile and nod.
Because she wasn't, there was that moment where
that
she wasn't
me.
Sure. She's like, wait, is it two? Like, yeah,
50.
It is. Yeah.
Okay, but wait a minute. What? You have no fingers to point what? Because
none
you got
do.
Alaska and Hawaii mixed up.
On the map because they just
on
put
the
them
map
weird.
Because they just put them
yeah.
weird.
So, no, it's
you
actually
got him.
Black bears.
Yeah,
black bears.
In
that makes
Arkansas.
Sense.
Oh, okay.
There are bears in Arkansas.
Yeah. California was rattled. Snakes.
Those, that's scary. I'd rather face a bear than a snake.
Yeah, this one seems easy. Hawaii.
Fish.
Oh. Sharks.
Yes, fish. Fish, they
sorry.
Nibble at you.
He was in the right genre.
He was
I
yeah,
in
yeah.
sharks?
You were in the right pool. Yeah, tiger sharks.
In the right ocean.
There. Florida.
Not sharks,
not gator.
Too?
Not possums.
Oh, gators.
Not,
yeah. Could it be gators?
It could be.
Because they just swim into your pool in your backyard
yeah.
sometimes.
I'm going to say that. Yeah, gators.
Yeah, that's a great guess. It's not right.
Because
gators are... I mean, gators do kill people.
Uh-huh.
It's crazy.
What do they call... Water moccasins.
Oh, another snake. That's another good one. Yeah, but no. Mosquitoes.
Storks. Mosquitoes?
Yeah, mosquitoes. They
oh.
they have them down for the disease that they carry.
Huh.
And dengue fever and things like that.
Bigger than crocs.
Bigger than alligators, yeah. I guess people don't get killed by alligators very often.
You got to go in there into their vicinity.
Yeah.
I did see a headline the other day that I thought was kind of like an duh headline. It's like, man bitten by alligator, seriously injured. You think? Like,
no
like
one walks away from that being like, man, yeah. I just...
Just
got
a flesh wound. All right, so here's another one here. Illinois.
That's an interesting state because there's not a ton of nature
right.
up there. And I'd lived there for four
Hawks.
Years.
Illinois surprised me. Like, I drove through a corner of Illinois and I was like, what in the world? Like, I had no idea that there was like farmland and stuff there where I went through.
Squirrels.
Oh, both great answers. Zombie coyotes.
What?
I know. That's what I did too. I'm like, what is a zombie coyote?
If I was an animal, that's what I'd want to be.
Yeah, it basically is a rabid coyote. So they call them zombie coyotes.
Oh.
So they got rabies. So yep. You were on the rabies tip earlier. Huh. And finally, I stopped at the C's. Like I just like scrolled through. Cougars. I'm sorry. I just gave it away. Colorado.
Cougars.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently older women in Colorado are aggressive.
Stop it. on the prowl.
Yeah. Cougars. I mean, Colorado. Okay, not good at this job. Lady Rock, what do you got?
All right, so Prince Harry.
Yes.
Brum, 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 he's got a lot to say. We all know he does, whether he wants to say it or not, because of the drama that's going on behind the scenes with the royal family. But rumor has it that he is going to publish his own memoir, and he has been paid at least $20 million up front for it.
That's not
fair. And it's a tell-all.
Okay.
So he's claiming that whatever he gets from the book,
yeah.
he's going to give to charity.
Okay.
No,
but we don't know if he'll keep the $20 million.
He's got kids to take care of.
Yeah, because he's not in the family anymore, so his stipend is getting caught and stuff. So yeah, he's gonna keep the $20 million. It'll be interesting. I think the joke is going to be on the publisher that paid him $20 million because it won't be salacious. Like he will say things from his perspective, and oh, my brother and sister-in-law were mean to Meghan and blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
blah,
it'd be better coming from Meghan Markle than it would be from Harry.
Yeah, like
but
I don't see him.
He
trashing.
Has a lot to say about Princess Diana too,
right?
Like
yeah.
from his side. Mm. But it's the same publisher who gave Barack Obama and Michelle a $65 million book deal.
They got $65 million.
There's that much money in books.
And Harry got 20.
Wow, I'd rather read Harry's story, I think, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think that'd be a little bit more interesting.
What'll be interesting is that there were all those rumors about Meghan Markle being like a bully.
Right.
And he's not going to write about that.
No,
that's
he's not
going to be his
perspective. He's not going to say she was horrible, you know.
He's going to bash everyone else but them.
And I don't even think he'll trash like his brother. I don't think he'll trash the family. I really don't.
He won't go. I don't think he'll go as far as everyone else wants him to.
No, not $20 million worth, that's for sure.
No.
He's going to pull up short of that. I'm curious if they, when they have these deals, do they, because they must do enough research to say, okay, we want you to write a tell-all book. What are you going to tell us? Like, they have to know something going in to
Maybe.
Make it worth that.
And
you know?
How is it different than, like, the whatever it was, the special that he and Meghan did
the
with
interview.
Oprah
yeah.
recently?
Yeah, like
what more can he reveal?
Yeah, I would bet not much.
Maybe he could say more, though, because his grandpa passed away recently.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe he can say more.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's the thing, is that, like, you don't have to be in the royal family to be at his, like, he's just going to be a royal financially for life. Because he's
yeah.
got the title, not he doesn't technically have the title, but he's always going to be Prince Harry.
Right. Oh, yeah, so, he won't want for anything. He'll make money the rest of his life off of that.
He doesn't have to work.
Y'all sound so happy for him.
Ugh.
I wish I was a prince.
I know. Like, Gavin's the one that has the right to be the maddest because, he's also a redhead.
Oh,
and
yeah.
so it's like, geez, another redhead doing better than me. And why?
That's what I say every day.
I know. Like, name other redheads that are more popular and better off financially than you. Let's go. Carrot Top. Just barely.
Jessica Chastain.
Ah. Jessica Rabbit.
Bryce Dallas Howard?
Lucille Ball.
Oh. That little kid from Family Affair, Jody, that I think is probably dead and his estate is still probably doing better.
Seth Green?
Seth Rogen.
Rogen's not a redhead.
Yeah. What?
No.
I've always thought Rogen was a redhead.
I feel like he's like a blonde brunette.
Julianne Moore.
Did you Google redheads?
She did. She Googled Maybe. Famous redheads. Yeah. Yeah.
Ew.
Is it Carrot Top? Did you see a picture of Carrot Top?
Is. No. Grace Coddington?
Who's the Marilyn?
I don't know who that is.
Who's the actress? Something Moore.
Julianne Moore. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Nicole Kidman.
She's not a redhead.
Uh-huh. The Little Mermaid, Ariel, she is too.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Sean White.
Yes, the Flying Tomato, yeah.
Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, oh yeah. Boy, there's a lot of famous
Christina
redheads.
Am I not on this list, though?
No.
No, Annie. Oh, Annie made the list.
The kid that works the drive-thru at Arby's near me.
Is doing better than me. Yeah,
Carmen Sandiego.
I would put that kid on this list.
Ron Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say the dad.
His weird, ugly brother.
Oh, Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Yeah.
He's popular. Angela Chase.
I don't know.
Played by Claire Danes on My So-Called Life.
Oh, I don't know that movie.
Anastasia. Oh, I don't know who that is. Strawberry Shortcake.
Strawberry Shortcake.
Molly Ringwald.
Yo.
Hello.
Now we're scratching the barrel at this point.
Yeah,
Peter Pan. Reba McEntire.
Oh, yeah, Reba.
That's a good one.
Oh, Ellie Kemper.
Oh, from The Office.
Erin.
Oh, I love her. Like, I never know her name. She's another one. We talked about this yesterday on the show.
Conan O'Brien.
Hold on a second. We talked about this yesterday on the show where, like, the person you can't see out of their role, like, because that happened to Jenna Fisher where, like, she wanted to get another a sitcom gig and didn't get it because people could only see her as Pam. That's the same thing for Erin. Like, I've seen her in one or two other things, and I can't not see her as Erin.
I didn't like that show that Netflix did with her, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah,
I think it just didn't have the same.
Chuck Norris.
I don't see him as a redhead.
That's what it says. Oh, Ginger Spice.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Bryce Dallas Howard.
I don't even know who that is.
That's Ron Howard's daughter.
I don't know who she is. Like,
she's in Jurassic Park with
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt. Axl Rose. Why didn't you say Axl Rose?
Yeah.
And you call yourself a fan.
Yeah, I'm a little upset with myself.
Please.
For that one.
Kim Possible. Deborah Messing.
Oh, I love Deborah.
Duh. Yeah. Bette Midler.
She seems blonde to me.
Archie.
He looks a little.
Oh, who's the lady from The View? Joy
the
Behar.
Old one.
The old one.
Sorry.
You kind of look like Joy Behar.
No,
like
I don't.
Back. Yeah, if you were a woman.
Take my glasses off.
Yeah, you would be Joy Behar.
No. That's a bit rude.
To Joy.
Oh, and Elmo.
Elmo, there you go. All right, what do you got for birthdays, Rock?
Nothing.
Oh, that was it?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, well, there you go. That's our aftercast for today.
And as always,
thanks for being a potty.